here, Lou. Jump in.
Oh, nice ride back here.
Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price.
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
Five fans to another edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, also co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. That's at 7 p.m. Pacific. That is all in Spanish with my partner Renzo Novara, and also every other week, the 2-minute round with David Avila and Elena Baby Doll Reed, where we talk all about women's boxing. Our next show on Leave It in the Ring Network for the 2-minute round is October 20th. And also every other week when I get a chance and when they let me, I go on Leave It in the Ring Network with David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. So here we are, another edition, number 37 of In the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing. And even though there isn't a lot of boxing news, we do have some, not a lot of boxing action, actually, in the month of October, with a little bit of fights here and there. Nothing on the major networks like HBO or Showtime or even pay-per-view, but we do have some news. We do have some notes, we do have some fight results, and we do have some upcoming calendar. So we're going to give it to you here on In the Squared Circle, episode number 37. With that said, let's go to our hooks and jabs section where we give you the latest news. Here we go. Tragic news as it was announced this weekend that Aaron the Hawk Pryor passed away early this past Sunday morning at the age of 60. From cardiac problems. Pryor was a WBA junior welterweight champion from 1980 to 1983 and the IBF junior welterweight champion from 1983 to 1985. Known best for his epic battles with Alexis Arguello, Pryor won both of them by stoppage, the first in the 14th and the second in the 10th. Pryor finished off his career in 1990 with a record of 39 wins against only one loss and 35 wins by the way of knockout. He was elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 1996. Aaron Pryor from Cincinnati, Ohio, always a polemic, controversial figure, especially in that first fight with Arguello, where, you know, we've seen it, the legendary nights with the bottle of whatever concoction Panama Lewis mix. But besides that, I mean, the guy had a great record. He was always in great fights, 39-1. I never had the honor, the privilege to meet him, but I do have a little bit of a Aaron Pryor story here in San Diego and Tijuana, but more in San Diego, the boxing community, a very small one since there isn't a lot of boxing actually in San Diego, California. And I became friends with none other than Billy Moore, the son of Archie Moore, throughout my ups and downs in the boxing world. And one day I went to visit Billy Moore at his gym, the Anybody Can Gym, located in a rough and tumble neighborhood here in San Diego. I just wanted to chit-chat with with Billy. And as I was coming up to the gym, Billy was on the phone. And he just waved me to hold on. Then he said, hey, I want you to meet somebody. And he passed over the phone. And on the other line, none other from all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, was Aaron Pryor, the Hawk. So I got to chit-chat with Aaron Pryor. It wasn't an interview. It wasn't anything like that for Fight News. but I did get to talk to him a little bit, and that is pretty much the extent of my Aaron Pryor story. But I did have a little bit of an exchange with Aaron Pryor, and for that I am grateful. May he rest in peace.
And in the red corner, introducing the champion, fighting out of Cincinnati, Ohio, weighing in at 140 pounds, he has a record of 33 wins, no defeats, with 31 KOs. Here is the WBA undefeated junior welterweight champion of the world, Aaron the Hawk Pryor.
What time is it? What time is it? What time is it?
Here goes Pryor again. Oh, what an uppercut to the chin of Arguello. Arguello's in trouble. He's bound. He's down on his right knee, and he goes to the seat of his pants. He's had it. Arguello, I'm sorry to say, doesn't look too good. His eye is hurting him. And he's staying down.
That's it. It's all over. It's all over. Aaron Pryor retains his WBA Junior Welterweight Championship for the 8th time.
And there you have it, the late, great Aaron the Hawk Pryor. And our next news, after securing his release not too long ago from Golden Boy Promotions, heavyweight interim WBA champion Luis King Kong Ortiz signed a promotional agreement with British promoter Matchroom Boxing. It was announced this weekend. Ortiz was actually close in signing a deal with Roc Nation, it was said, and would have made his debut with the company on the undercard of Kovalev versus Ward on November 19th, but decided to go with Matchroom Boxing, who also promotes IBF champion Anthony Joshua. It is said that a matchup between those two might be close, might be coming up sometime in 2017, and maybe that is the reason why Matchroom Boxing decided to sign the Cuban heavyweight. It was actually announced that Ortiz will face Malik Scott in Monte Carlo on November 12th. The deadline for negotiation between WBA middleweight super champion Gennady Golovkin and regular champion Daniel Jacobs has been extended until this Wednesday, I believe. Jacobs' camp has asked to alter the split of the purse bid to 60-40 instead of the 75-25 dictated by the rules of the WBA. The WBA has voted on either switching the split to 60-40 from the 75-25 or not, but has not revealed the outcome and stated that it would not reveal the outcome until either they come to an agreement between themselves on their own, or it goes to purse bid, and then the winner of the purse bid is announced, and then they're going to announce what they ended up deciding. So Daniel Jacobs might get his 60-40 split if it goes to the purse bid. It all depends what the committee for the WBA voted. So we are waiting for that on bated breath. Bob Arum of Top Rank has stated a fight between number one WO ranked Joseph Parker and number three ranked Andy Ruiz will definitely take place for the soon-to-be-vacated WBO heavyweight title. The bout was expected for December of this year, but it looks like Andy Ruiz Jr. might be trained by Abel Sanchez, and that month does not work since Gennady Golovkin fights that month, hopefully against Daniel Jacob on December 10th in New York City. The fight might be moved for January, the one between Andy Ruiz and Joseph Parker of New Zealand. Arum's assured of an announcement shortly. And finally, during a fight card in Las Vegas this past Saturday, in Las Vegas, Floyd Mayweather Jr. said if he was in charge, he would definitely not make the fight between Saul Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Triple G Golovkin. Mayweather Jr. stated he'd much rather have Triple G come up to 168 pounds and face WBC champ Badu Jack, a fighter Mayweather Jr. promotes. He actually asked the fans to vote to make that fight happen, and after he would talk to Oscar into making the Canelo and Triple G fight. So Mayweather Jr., like always, able to use the media and insert himself in every story that has to do with boxing, even though he has been retired for more than a year, and believes himself as a kingmaker in being able to convince Oscar De La Hoya to make the fight between Triple G and Saul Canelo Alvarez, but only after Triple G faces his fighter, Badu Jack. And with that, we have reached the end of Hooks and Jabs, our new section, and now we're going to go to our fight results. Alrighty, on Friday, October 7th, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, California, Golden Boy Promotions gave us on Estrella TV, Degno Magdaleno scoring a unanimous decision over 10 rounds over Art Jovenzanisian in the lightweight division. Scores there were 99-91 three times. Magdaleno was cut in the right eye in round 4, and Jovenzanisian was cut in the left eye in round 5. In Tampa, Florida, Orlando Cruz stopped late sub Gamino Cota in the 7th round of Schedule 10 to defend his WBO NABO Super Featherweight title in a Schedule 10 rounder. He's looking to become the first openly gay ever world champion. So he's on his road. He already has a regional title, and he keeps winning. So maybe soon he would get a shot at Vasyl Lomachenko if Lomachenko comes up victorious in his fight against Nicholas Walters on November 26th. He is the WBO Super Featherweight Champion. On Saturday, October the 8th, from the Palenque del Eco Center Expositor in El Marquez Quintana Roo, Promociones del Pueblo, on Televisa, the biggest terrestrial network in Mexico, gave us Andres El Jaguar Gutierrez stopping Colombian Wellington Orobio in the 6th round of a Schedule 10 at Super Featherweight. This is another Super Featherweight who's looking for a title shot. Maybe not very known here in the United States, but in Mexico, he has been fighting for quite a while. He has about 30-something wins, only one loss and one draw, and he looked actually pretty good in this fight against this Colombian Wellington Orobio, who kind of boxed well in the first half of the fight, but then Gutierrez was able to kind of close the show and pressure him and end up having the Colombian's corner throw the towel. So if you haven't seen this, Andres Gutierrez, I'm not sure if he's ready for a world title shot just yet or if he could beat the players at 130 pounds. But he is a little bit of entertaining from what we saw this last weekend. And finally, from the Estadio Francisco León García in Puerto Peñasco, Mexico, Sanford Promotions gave us on Canal Azteca the return of former flyweight champion Juan Francisco El Gallito Estrada, scored unanimous decision over Filipino Raymond Tabugon in a 10-rounder at, well, technically it was at bantamweight because they weighed in at 16 pounds around there. I think Raymond Tabugon was 116.5 and Estrada was 116. But this fight on the Azteca channel was tooted as the debut of Juan Francisco Estrada at super flyweight, obviously going after or trying to make a case to go after Román El Chocolatito González, which they had that fight some years ago, where a lot of people saw Juan Francisco Estrada at least score a draw, if not win, or Carlos Cuadras, the former WBC super flyweight champion, who was just defeated by Román El Chocolatito González. Scores in the fight between Estrada and Tabugon were 100-93 times. Estrada admitted that he hurt his right hand again in this fight. Estrada, if you did not know, was out of commission for about a year because of our injury to his right hand. He states that he hurt his right hand again in this fight, and he is hoping that it's nothing serious because he wants to return in December for one more fight. And that is the end of our fight results. And now we move into our upcoming calendar. Here are In the Squared Circle on the Living in the Ring Network, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. All right, on Friday, October 14th, from the Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City, California, Top Rank gives us on Unimas, Jose Felix Jr. from Los Mochis, Sinaloa, facing Alan Herrera in a 10-rounder at lightweight. While on Saturday, October 15th, from the Echo Arena in Liverpool, England, Matchroom Boxing on their country's version of Sky Sports gives us Luke Campbell versus Derry Matthews in a scheduled 12-rounder for the WBC Silver Lightweight title. Tony Bellew will go against BJ Flores in a 12-rounder for the WBC Cruiserweight title. And on the same night, but in Campeche, Mexico, on Sanford promotions card on Azteca and beIN Sports, Jorge Maromero Páez Jr. will not go away while he faces Johnny Navarrete in a 10-rounder at Super Welterweight. And Tomoki El Mexicanadito Cameda, one of the Cameda brothers from Japan, will face Cecilio Santos in a scheduled 10-rounder at Bantamweight. And finally, from the Centro de Usos Múltiples in Mazatlán, Sinaloa, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa, the biggest terrestrial channel network in Mexico, gives us former junior flyweight champion or light flyweight champion of the WBC, Pedro Guevara, versus late sub Jerry Tomogdan of the Philippines in a 12-rounder for the WBC International light flyweight title. Pedro Guevara was to challenge the champion, Ganigan Lopez, but Lopez hurt his ankle, I believe, or his calf, and he would not be able to perform on this night, on Saturday night. So Pedro Guevara, beIN that he is, I think, well, actually, Ganigan Lopez is actually from Promociones del Pueblo as well, but he got the date. The fight's going to beIN his hometown of Mazatlán, Sinaloa. So he got the late sub in Jerry Tomogdan, and they will be fighting for the WBC International Light Flyweight title. I'm sure if Guevara wins this fight, he would get his shot at Lopez pretty soon. And that is the end of our calendar for this week. A little bit of international fights, nothing too big, nothing too noteworthy, but that's what we get in this month of October, in our second weekend of the month of October. So before we go, let's give you the rundown of Here the Living in the Ring Network. Every Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific, you get the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, taking in all your calls and talking about all the weekend's happenings, the little of the weekend's happenings, or any upcoming news that Steve Kim has unearthed. On Tuesdays, you get this show, In the Square Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. On Wednesday nights, you get the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, at 6 p.m. Pacific time with our fearless leader, David Dueñas, and Gabriel Montoya. Every other week, you get the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. Our next show is on October 20th. And then that's all we get. We're waiting for a couple more shows to come back. If they do, and if they don't, well, that was the end of it there. So with that, we thank you for listening to this, the 37th edition of In the Square Circle. We'll see you next week.
Jump in.
Oh, nice ride back here.
Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price.
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra, and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.